In Mishnayis Klayim, we're up to the end of the third parak, the last Mishnah Zayin. Again, Delas Biyorik. If you want to plant now this Delas, this pumpkins in a field that you planted already, Yorokos, vegetables. So Kiyorik, it has a lochana like a vegetable, that you only have to be marchig, you have to separate between this and the other one, six tfochim. What about the Visvua? Let's say you want to plant now this Delas in a field that you're already planting Tfua, wheat. Noisnan law base roiva. Then we have to be machmi, you have to leave over a base roiva kav, which is 10 amas and a fifth of an amma, by 10 amas and a fifth of an amma, in between the delas and the tfua. What about hoiso sedeyu zerua tfua? Let's say you had a field that you are growing wheat in it. Now you wanted to plant a whole row of these pumpkins. Not only one deluyim, but a whole row. So now we have a kula that noislim lo lavoidoso shisha tvochim. It's enough to have separated on each side six tvochim. True, along the erech has to be 10 amas and a half. But the width, it's enough just to have six tvochim. Since it's a whole row, it looks like two separate growings, therefore it's enough to have six tvochim. V'im higdilo, let's say though after you made the separation and you planted the deluyim, now the leaves start to grow up and on top they look like they're attached, they're touching the wheat. Then yakem lefoneho, you have to pull out these leaves that are in front of it, that it should not look like they're attached. Rabbi Yossi says, "Nois nin lo avoidosa arba amos. You have to leave over arba amos for the row of the luyim that you want to plant now. Beterch the sod hatfua. You have to leave over four amos. There is not enough just to have six tefachim, but he holds you have to have four amos." Omrulloy, so they said back to him, Hasach mizum in a geffen? Could this be more chum and more strict than the locher of a geffen? So by gefanim, you only have to leave over six tfochim. Sakam over here, you have to leave over daladamas. Or malahem, so Rabbi Yossi said back, Motzinu shezu chamurim in a geffen. Yes, we find out that this could be more strict than by planting by your vineyards. Shalagefen yechidis, because to be planting one gefen, one grape, yechidis noisn lo avodosa shisha tvochim. You only have to leave over six tvochim. For the last yechidis noisn lo base roiva, and we had before though, if you plant one pumpkin like, you have to leave over base roiva kav. So you see, the last is more chama, more strict than a gefen. Rabbi Meir says, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Kol shloisha deluyim leveso. If you want to plant three deluyim, three pumpkins in a field of a beso, lo yovi zera l'toich beso, you cannot plant anything else in this beso. Now a beso is 50 amas by 50 amas. So if you have three deluyim planting in this 50 amas by 50 amas, you're not allowed to bring anything else in the middle of it, or else it would be an isaklayim. Rabbi Yossi ben Hachoitef Efrosi Omar. Rabbi Yossi ben Achot from Efros says, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Kol Shloisha Deluyim LeBeis Kur. No, if you have three Deluyim growing in a Beis Kur, is Lo Yovi Zero Tech Beis Kur. You can't bring any other growings, any other vegetables in the size in this Beis Kur. A Beis Kur, that's a field of 70 Shivim B'chamishis Elef Amo Merubas. Now a base kur, that's a place that you could plant there or shloshim sotfua. So for that tishita, if you have three deluyim planted there, then there'll be an issa klayim if you plant anything else in there. Alright, now mitzvah will start perek revi'i. Yemishna aleph, karachas hakerim. If you have like a bald spot in the middle of your kerim, in the middle of your vineyard, like now on, the next few prokem are going to be talking about the locha of Issa Klai HaKerem, which is to have other things growing in the middle of your vineyard, in the middle of the grapes. So if you have a bald spot, nothing growing in the middle of a big vineyard, so Beisharmai Yomim Beisharmai says, Eskrim V'yarba Amis, it has to be a space of 24 Amis by 24 Amis, empty, then you're allowed to plant something else, another type of Yerokos in the middle. Well, Beisilu says no. All you have to have is just Sheish Esrei Amo. If you have 16 Amos by 16 Amos, that's enough. And we'll soon see the Svara of Beis Hillel is that you have to leave over 4 Amos on each side, and that in the middle it has to be at least a shear of 8 Amos in the middle to give it a shear chasher if they say that it's not bottled to the kerem. Because if in the middle would be less than 8 Amos, then that would also be part of the kerem. It would be also to plant other yerokos in the middle of a kerem. Now, mechil hakerem. Mechil hakerem means at the end of the vineyard. That is between the gate and the vines. How much space do you have to have there in order to plant something else there? So, beishamay emrim sheish esrei amos. Enough to have 16 amos between the end of your vineyard and the gate, the end of the field. If you have 16 amos empty there, you're allowed to plant something else. No, it's enough to have just 12 amos. Like you have to leave over 4 amos after the kerem, and then since you have another 8 amos, that's a shir choshev, it's not bottled to the kerem, so you're allowed to plant something else in those 8 amos. Now, the ezehi karachas akerem, what is considered the halacha of a karachas, of a bald spot in the kerem, that according to Beis Shammai you have to have 24, and according to Beis Hillel you have to have 16? That's kerem shechorav miyam tzol. That means in the middle of the vineyard, it's a little empty there. It's like it came bald there. There's nothing growing there in the middle of the vineyard. Then you have to have, according to Beis Hillel, 16 amos by 16 amos empty. Emein shom sheish esrei amo lo yavi zera l'shom. It's according to Beis Hillel, if there's not 16 amos by 16 amos empty, you cannot bring or plant other seeds there. Hoyushom Sheshes Rayama, let's say there was 16 Amos empty there, then Noistim Lo Avoidosai, you have to first leave over 4 Amos empty, that's called Avoidosai, enough space to work on the kerem. Then Vizereya Samoiser, you're allowed to plant the middle 8 Amos, like we said, if you have 16 Amos, so by 16 Amos, so each side of it, 4 Amos near this side of the kerem and 4 Amos near the other side of the kerem, you have to leave empty, that's called Kedei Avoides HaKerem. So the middle 8 Amos, that you're allowed to plant other type of yerokas, other type of vegetables, even though it's succeeded in the middle of a kerem. Mishneh Beis, Eizeyuhi Mechil HaKerem, what's considered the halacha of a Mechil HaKerem means the outer space of a kerem. That means Bein Kerem LaGoder, between the end of the vineyard and the gate. Because if there there's a space, Emein Shom Shteines Rayama, if you do not have at least 12 amos empty there, nothing growing there, so then if you don't have that much, then even according to Beis Hillel, is lo yovi zera l'sham, you're not allowed to plant other type of vegetables, something else there. What about hoyu shom shteimes rayama? Let's say you did have 12 amos empty there at the end of your vineyard between the end and the gate. Then according to Beis Hillel, noisnim loy avidosa, you have to first leave over 4 amos near the kerem, and then the next 8 amos, vizareyes hamoiser, you're allowed to plant in the rest, the next 8 amos you're allowed to plant there.
Mishneh Gimel, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, he argues like on the Mishneh before, and he says, Ein ze ele geder hakerem, this is not the case of a mechil hakerem, like the Mishneh said before, but rather that's called just geder hakerem, that's just the defense of the kerem. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, such a case where the kerem ends, and you have a space between the end of the kerem and the gate, he holds, that's not called Mechil HaKerem. You do not have to have 12 Amos empty there, according to Beis Hillel. But rather, as long as you have 4 Amos and a little bit more, so all you have to do is first leave over 4 Amos, which is by the end of the Kerem, and then anything left, since it's only between the fence and that, you're allowed to plant there, even if it's only 6 or 7 Amos empty there. Just leave over the 4 Amos near the Kerem, and the rest between that space, those 4 Amos, and the Geder, you're allowed to plant. That's not called Mechil HaKerem, Rabbi Yehuda says, but rather that's just called the Geder HaKerem. And the svar is, because since it's near the wall, everybody sees that something else is not going to be bottled to the Kerem. But rather, v'ezehu mechil hakerem, what is the case of a mechil hakerem that according to Beis Hillel, you have to have 12 amos empty? That's bein shnei hakromin, in between two different vineyards. That's the pshat. Each vineyard by itself is its own field. And if there's a space in between one and a second one, and now you want to plant in that space in between, here Beis Hillel holds, you have to have 12 amos in between. Now, Ezehu Goder, what is considered a Geder? How high does the wall have to be to give it a shame wall? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to plant there as long as you have four amis between the kerem and there. Shehu Gavoya Asar Tfochim. The wall has to at least be 10 Tfochim high. The choritz, who are then if you have a trench, if it's deep in the ground, a hole deep in the ground, shu'omak asar of rochav arbo, if it's 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide, that's also considered like a geder, and you'd also be able to plant by the end of the kerem. If you leave over 4 amas until this geder or this choritz, you would be allowed to plant other type of yurakos there. There would be no issa klai hakerem.
Mishneh Dalet.
Mechitzas hakonim. Let's say you have the fence at the end of your kerem was made out of reeds. That's called mechitza or mechitza fence. You made hakonim from reeds. Im ein ben konel chaveroi shloisha tfachim. Notice it's a fence just made of those sticks, like sticking up like a bamboo fence. So if you don't have between one stick and the next stick 3 tfachim, so in other words, we could say love would be considered as if it's attached. Which is Kedesh Yekona Sagdi, in order that a kid should not be able to go through it, is Harezu Kemechitza, then we consider this wall like a good wall. And therefore, the locher is like we'll see, if you have a wall at the end of your kerem, so then on the other side of the wall, you're allowed to plant vegetables. There wouldn't be an Issa Klai HaKerem, since you have a fence between the kerem and what you're growing now. So what type of a fence do you need? That's the Chiddush Mishnah of this Mishnah, even though it's only a Mechitzas HaKonim. It's only a fence made out of reeds, which is holy, you can see straight through. But since there's less than 3 Tfachim in between one and the next, it's Siddit Lovet, and it's called a Mechitza. Now another Loch is what's going to be V'goder Shenifratz. Let's say you had a fence all the way at the end of your vineyard, and on the other side of the fence you planted vegetables. And now Shenifratz, let's say there's a hole, part of the fence broke through, there's a hole, you can walk straight through the fence. So it depends, Ad Eser Amos, if the hole is less than 10 Amos wide, Hareyu Kepesach, we consider that space as if it's a door space there, and it still has a locha like a mechitza. And therefore you still allowed to keep the vegetables growing on the other side of this Pesach, of this hole. What about Yesem Mikain? Let's say the hole is wider than 10 amis wide. Then we say the opening there has no mechitza there. It's not called like a Pesach. So therefore, then the halacha is kineged ha-piritzasa. Right opposite this hole, that's not considered there's a mechitza there. So therefore, you're not allowed to plant vegetables right next to the kerem. Unless you have a good separation like we had before. You have to have 16 amis in between or 12 amis in between. But to say the halacha as if there's a fence there and you're allowed to plant right on the other side of the fence, since there's a breakage in the fence, which is wider than 10 amis, it's not called like a fence, like a mechitza, and therefore opposite this hole on the other side, you're not allowed to plant vegetables. But the rest of the fence that's up, that's called a good mechitza, there you're allowed to plant on the other side of the fence right away. What about nifritzuvoi perotzis harbi? Let's say it had a lot of holes in this fence. No hole by itself was wide 10 amis. Each one was only, let's say, 2 or 3 amis. But you had a lot of holes throughout the fence. So is this fence called the mechitza or not? So it depends. Im ha'oy made merub ala poritz. If the standing part, the mechitza part, is more than the holy part, than the breakage, is mutter, then we consider it to be one straight wall. And on the allowed to plant vegetables on the other side of the wall, even opposite the hole, the openings. Because the openings is considered like a Pesach. But what about V'yim ha-poritz merub al-oimed? Let's say the openings are bigger, are wider than the oimed. Not wider, but altogether you add up the space of the openings. They're more than the oimed, than the standing part, than the closed part. Then the locher is connected to piritz also. Then that's not called the mechitza. Opposite the hole. All the parts that are holy, that is broken through, you're not allowed to plant vegetables on the other side of it, unless you have a good hachok of 16 amis in between, or 12 amis in between. But what's the opposite of the mechitzas, what's standing, so some of us should learn that each mechitza has to at least be 4 amis wide. If it's not 4 amis wide, it's not called a mechitza either. But as long as it's 4 amis wide, that by itself has a shei mechitza. Therefore, the opposite of this is good, you're allowed to plant other vegetables right opposite the kerem. Mishnah Hei.
Hanoiteya Shuro Shel Chomesh Gefanim.
If in one row you plant five vines, five Gefanim, but it's in one row, in one straight row. So Beishamai Yerma Beishamai says Kerem. This is enough to make it into a Kerem. And there's Halacha now, like we had the Mishnahs before. If you plant a Kerem, so you always have to leave over four Amas at the end of it before you plant something else. If it would not have a shame Kerem of vineyard, if it just planted one vine by itself, then it would be enough just to go away six Tfachim. So what gives a few vines a name vineyard? So Beishamai says it's enough to have one row with five Gefanim, that gives it a shame Kerem. And therefore now, if you want to plant something else, you always have to leave over first four Amas empty. Beisilo says, Eino Kerem, no, it's not considered a Kerem yet, a vineyard yet. Unless you have at least two rows of these five Gefanim growing there. But one row alone would not give it a shame. Kerem would still only be called like a yochid, like a one Gefen, that it's enough to separate six Tvachim. This is Beis Hillel Lekula. But opposite, this is a Machlekes Lechumr also. Because Lefikach, therefore, Hazareh Ya'ar Ba'amis Sheba Kerem. Let's say somebody does an Issa. He has a Kerem, and he plants now within the first four Amis away from the Kerem, he plants Yerokos. So he makes an Issa Klaya Kerem. Now the Lochari is Klaya Kerem becomes Asa Bahanor. You're not allowed to have enjoyment neither from the vegetable, neither from the Kerem. So now, how much of the vineyard becomes also? So the halacha is that Beishamayim and Beishamay says, Kidesh Shurachas. It's only the first row of vines that become also. Now let's say somebody went and planted three Amas right after the vineyard. He had, let's say, 100 rows of vines growing. And the next two Amas, right after that, he planted some vegetables. So the halacha is, there's an Issachar Kerem here. And therefore, the yerokas, the vegetables become osabanur. Now the question is, how much of the vineyard also becomes osabanur? It's not the whole vineyard, but just according to Beis Shammai, only the first row becomes osabanur. Because true, the Torah says there's an issa klai hakerem. So the least amount of what makes up a kerem becomes osabanur. But the rest of the rows away from the yerokas, that does not become osabanur. So according to Beis Shammai, that one row is called a kerem, that one row becomes osabanur. Well, Beis Hillel, I mean, but according to Beis Hillel, kidesh shtei shurois. No, one row by itself is not called a kerem yet. So when the Torah says it's an issa of klaya kerem, therefore means the first two rows become osa. Now this lesson of kiddush means, like we're saying, since it becomes osabanur, it's called like kiddush, it's separated that it's osabanur. That's this lesson of kiddush, that this kerem becomes osabanur. So therefore, here Beis Hillel is a chumra, that one row is not enough, but you have to have two rows to become asa bahanur. Now, just one thing, in the Mishnah before, just that the Beis Hillel says you have to have two rows. So two rows, according to Beis Hillel, you don't have to have five gefanim in each row, but the Rambam says enough to have three. At least you have to have three gefanim in each row. So kids, if you have two rows with three, in other words, six gefanim there, that makes a kerem. Now the next Mishnah explains a little bit different. Mishnah Vav. What's going to be now? Hanoteya Shtayim, Kineged Shtayim. You plant taka like your two rows, but two Gefanim on this side and two Gefanim on the other side, two opposite two. Now, the Mishnah before said if you have three on each side, that's for sure Kerem. Now we're saying in Chedeshia, sometimes you don't have to have six, it's enough just to have five, that would also make it a Kerem according to Beis Hillel. How was that? And the fifth one comes out like a tail in front of those two. That's the way it comes out. So this is a machlekes. Does it mean like you have three on top and two on bottom? Or does it mean no, you have two above two? And then the fifth one comes out like a tail in the middle of it, outwards. So that's a shayla. If you have two against two, like a row of two and two, and then the fifth one is above, on top of, in between both of them, like a tail sticking out, that's also considered a kerem according to Beis Hillel. That's called Shtayim Keneged Shtayim V'Yachas. That's called Shtayim Keneged Shtayim V'Yachas Yetzer Zonav. What's going to be though if Shtayim Keneged Shtayim, you have two against two, if you have a row of two on top and two on bottom,
and the achas bein tayim, and one in the middle. One in the middle would also mean, let's say one in the middle would mean the top row would be three, and you'd have one in the middle, and the bottom row would just be two at the end. In other words, top, there's top two and bottom two, and on the top row now there's another one, a fifth one in the middle of it. That's called a bein tayim, which is no good. Or else, oy shtayim keneged shtayim, again you have two on top and two on bottom, the yachas b'emtz, and the fifth one is right smack in the middle of them. That's also no good. Ain't a kerem. It's not considered a kerem according to Beis Hillel. Shiyu shtayim keneged shtayim, unless you have to have two against two, the achas yitzazonuf, and the fifth one has to go out in front of those two like a tail. That's the only time you have a kerem with five vines. Mishnah Zayin. Hanoteya shura achas b'teich shaloi. Let's say you plant one row in your own land, one row of kerem. And then you plant a second row of vines, it's in your neighbor's fields though. And v'derech ha-yochid, v'derech ha-rabim b'yemtza. There's a road, a path, whether it's a private path or a public path in between. Or else v'goder shehu nomach mi'asar tfochim. Or else you have a fence there, which is less than 10 tfochim in between. Is ha-reyelu mitztarfus. Yishno still is called mitztarf. And we look as if these two rows are together, and it's considered a kerem. It's considered a kerem even according to Beis Hillel. What about gevoya mi'asar tfachim? Let's say the fence in between is 10 tfachim tall. That's called the mechitza. Then ain't a mitztarfus. Then we do not put them together. It's not mitztarf. It's not called a kerem here. Rabbi Yehuda says im erson milmalo. Rabbi Yehuda says, if let's say like on top of the fence the leaves mix up with one another, harelo mitstarfas, then we look as if it's one kerem, and it would be considered a kerem since the vines like override, go over the fence, and on top of the fence the vines are mixing one with the other, the leaves are mixing. That's also considered a kerem according to Beis Hillel. Now that at the beginning of the Mishnah says that even though there's a path between your row and the next row, still it's mitstarf, and even if it's a public path, Avada does not mean a Rishus Rabbah Mamish, which is 16 Amis wide. Farshim say it means that it's less than 8 Amis between one and the other. Since there's less than 8 Amis between one and the other, so we do not have a Shia Choshev of 4 Amis for this one or 4 Amis for that one, therefore the Mitztarif, we look as if it's one Kerem. Mishneches Hanoiteya Shtei Shurus. Let's say first you planted these two rows of Gefanim, of vines. So now, if there's not 8 amis space in between one row and the next row, so then that's called a kerem, like we learned before. It's mitzdarf, according to Beis Hillel. These two rows make up a kerem, and therefore the loch is lo yovi zera l'sham. You can't plant anything else in between, because it's called a kerem. Because if it wouldn't be called a kerem, it'd only be called like one gefen. So then the loch is, if you marchik six tfachim, you're allowed to plant something else. But here, since these two rows make up a gefen, make up a kerem, now the loch is like we had before, you have to leave over space in between one and the other, 16 amis by 16 amis. So therefore, if you don't have 8 amis in between, so therefore the loch is, here at least, it makes up for a kerem. Therefore, if there's less than 8 amis in between, it's mitztarf to make it into a kerem, you can plant something else in between. But let's say if it was wider than 8 amis, then they're not mitztarf, it's not called a kerem. Then we said you could plant something else in between, as long as you would be machik 6 tfachim. What about hoyu sholosh? Let's say you had 3 rows of vines growing. So now, imein bein shuul lechaverta sheishes reyama. If you don't have a space of 16 amis in between them, you can't plant something else in between. In other words, here when you have 3, here it's called like a kerem godel. And this is the Mishnah we had at the beginning. So when you have a big kerem, and if you have a bald spot in the middle, you could only plant something else in the middle if there's a space of 16 amis by 16 amis. So therefore here, since you have now 3 rows, as long as there's not 16 amis space in between one and the other, then it's considered like a kerem, and you're not allowed to plant something else in between. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Mishum Chananya ben Chachinai, that afilu chorvohem tzois, even if the whole middle row got destroyed,
V'ein bein shuru l'chaverta sheish esri amma. But you should know there's not 16 amas in between the first row and the third row. So the locher is lo yovi zera l'sham. You're not allowed to plant something else now in the middle. And the chiddush is because she'ilu mitchilu neton. Because if you would have just planted it now at the beginning, just these two rows, one row here and one row more than 8 amas away, harei zeh muta b'shmein amas, you would be able to plant something else in between if they'd be separated by 8 amas. Because then the pshat is an amitztar if you don't even have one kerem here. If you have one row of vines, and then you leave a space of 8 amas, and then you plant another row of vines, that's not mitztarif according to Beis Hillel to make it into a kerem. So therefore really here, that the whole middle row got destroyed, so all you're left with is just the two end rows. So even though if you would have planted them at the beginning this way, so far away, if they're 10 amas apart, it would have been mutter to plant something else in between. But now when you planted these end two rows, there was a middle row in the middle when you first planted it. So therefore it has a shame of a kerem on it. Once it has a name of a kerem on it, now you cannot plant in between unless you have a bald spot there of 16 amas by 16 amas. So therefore now that you had three rows planting, even though the middle row became chorav, you could only plant something else in the middle if there's a space now of 16 amas, bald, empty.
Ye Mishnah Tes, Hanoiteya es karmoi al shesh esrei amo, shesh esrei amo. Let's say you plant your rows of vines and you leave a space of 16 amis in between one row and the next row. So the locher is it never becomes a kerem then. Therefore, muta lahovi zera l'sham, you're allowed to plant something else in between. Because even though you have 3, 4, 5 rows, but since you left the space of 16 amis in between one row and the next row, it's never mitzvah if you don't have a shame kerem here. Therefore, you're allowed to plant other type of vegetables there, as long as you're marchig, you move away 6 tfachim. It's only by a kerem that you have to move away 4 amis. But if it's not a kerem, only like a yochid, like one vine, it's enough to move away 6 amis. Now, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda says, Maisa once happened the story, Betzalmoin in the city Satzalmoin, be echod with one person, Shenota es karmoi al sheshesriyamo, that he planted his rows of vines 16 amas apart. So it doesn't have a shem kerem here. Voyahoifech shar shtei shurois, letzad echod. Now when the vines started to grow, he would turn, like shar means, sar he means the top of the vines, the top of the leaves, he would turn them towards one side, make them face one side. And then he would seed the other side with other vegetables. Like a smutte, he went away 6 tfachim and seeded vegetables on the other side. The next year, he would turn the vine towards the other side, because he left that side empty that year. And this year he planted the other side, which he left empty last year. So each year he planted the other side and he turned over the vines the other way, so it should not look like they're growing together. Came in front of Chachamim and they said that smuti, you're allowed to plant in such a way. So this is like a riot to the Tanna Kamma that you have to divide between one row and another row 16 amas. However, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, they both say, Af hanoteyas karmoy al shmoyne shmoyne amis muta. They hold no, even if you make a lot of rows of vines, but if you may leave a space between one row and the next row of just 8 amis, that's also enough that it never gets a shem kerem. They're only called like yechidim, like separate vines, that you only have to separate 6 tvachim. Now the Tanna Kamma holds, once you have 3 rows, that's like a kerem gadol, then you need a space of 16 amis in between. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon says, no, even by a kerem gadol, even if you have 3 or 4 rows of these vines, as long as you made a space of 8 amis between one row and the next row, it does not have a shame kerem.
Yeperekei, Mishnah Aleph, kerem shechorov. If you have a kerem of vineyard, that in the middle of it, the vines were like destroyed. So not only is it like a karachas kerem, you have one bald spot, but throughout the whole kerem, it was like destroyed certain parts of it. So it depends. Im yesh boilalakot esse gefanim lebeiso, if you still have 10 different vines growing there, in the sides of a beiso, which is 2,500 amos by 2,500 amos, Nituyas Kilchos, and the way it's supposed to be, like these ten are spread out, if so, Hareza Nikra Kerem Dal, it still has a loch of a Kerem, it's just like called a poor Kerem, but still has the same halacha that you can't put another seed there unless you're marchik at least daladamis. What about kerem shuhunoto irbuvia? You have a vineyard that was grown with a mixture. In other words, all the vine they're not grown in a straight row, like two or three straight rows, but rather it's all mixed up all over the field. You have vines here, vines there. That's called irbuvia, mixed together. There are only vines growing here. But the question is, does this field have a shem kerem or not? So the halacha is, im yesh bo lechaven shtayim keneged sholosh, harei ze kerem, if you could find like two against two, and the fifth one coming out like a zonov, like a tail, like we had before, that's the least amount to make a kerem, it's called a kerem. But v'yim lav ain't a kerem, if you don't even have this much together, you don't even have two against two and the third one coming out, then it's not called a kerem, even though you have a lot of vines growing here. However, Rabbi Meir says no. Hoyo v'hu nira kisavnis akramin. Since it looks like the form of a vineyard, even though there are no straight rows, there's not even two against two, still it's called a kerem, harez a kerem. This is called a kerem. You would have the loch, you have to be machik dal damis. You cannot just be machik six tvochim, but you would have to be machik dal damis. All right, a turnover. Mishnah Beis. Kerem shuhunotui al pochos miarbamis. If you have a kerem, that the whole kerem, the whole vineyard, is less than 4 amos. In other words, the rows were planted less with a space of 4 amos in between one another. So Rabbi Shimon oime ain't a kerem. Rabbi Shimon says, if so, that's not called a vineyard, because a vineyard has to be that it's separated between one shura and another shura, at least arbamis. If they're so squashed together, that's not called a kerem. Therefore, you only have to be marked with another seed, six tvachim. For Chachamim, Oymer, Nechamim say no, kerem, it's called a kerem. But V'royin Eswam Tzoyis Kilu Einam. We'll take out the middle row. In other words, just look at the first row and the last row. Between them, most probably, there's four amos, even though you have a few rows in between. So we look as if the few rows in between are not here, and we just look at the end two rows, since they are apart. Four amos, that makes it into a kerem. But it comes out, let's say you only have two rows, and they're grown close together, less than dalar amis in between, so even according to Chachamim, it's also not called a kerem. Mishnah Gimel. Charitz shuhoiver ba-kerem. If you have like a trench, a ditch, going straight across the kerem, omul kasoro v'rochav abo, it's 10 tfochim deep, and 4 tfochim wide, so it depends. Reb Yeliezer ben Yaakov Omer. If this trench went straight through along the whole length of the kerem, like it mamish like divides up the kerem in half, if so, hareza nira kebein shnei keremim. This trench, now this ditch, looks like a new rishus by itself. It's like in between two other vineyards. Therefore, you're allowed to plant something else there. Vizarim b'secha, you're allowed to plant other seeds inside it. It does not look like kerem. But v'yim lav, let's say it does not go straight across the whole kerem, or else it's not 10 deep or 4 wide, hareyo kagas. Then it's like a wine press that you have in the middle of the field that will soon see that you're not allowed to plant other seeds inside it. Now v'hagashe b'kerem, what is this halach attack if you have a wine press in the middle of your vineyard, which is amuka soro rechov habo, it's 10 tfochim deep and 4 tfochim wide? So Rabbi Elazar says, even in such a thing, even in the gas also, you're allowed to plant other seeds there, because it does not look like klayim, because it's called the reshus by itself. However, v'chachomim oisrim, v'chachomim say, no, it's also. Since it's only 10 by 4, it doesn't go along the whole karka, the whole vineyard, it does not divide it in two, but rather looks like part of the vineyard, therefore you cannot plant another seed, other yerukas there. Now, Shoimera Sheba Kerem. What's going to be if you have a hut where the watchman stays in the vineyard? Kevoya Asara Rechova Arbo, it's 10 tfochim high and 4 tfochim wide. is Zorim B'Soichai. That's called the Rishus, a place by itself, that does not look like Klayim. You can plant other seeds in it. V'yemhoya Seya Koitesh. But let's say on top of it, the leaves of the vine came across and intertwined. So then also, then Takat Sosa Tibi Zoraya inside, because it looks like it's part of the Kerem. Since you have vines going straight across on top of it, meeting one vine with the other vine, it all looks like part of the Kerem. You're not allowed to plant other seeds there.
Mishnah Dalet. Gefen Shehinetuya Bagas Oy Baneka.
If you have only one vine that's grown in this wine press or in a clift, Baneka means, Farshim said, means there's a hole there in the ground. That in this hole you planted one vine. So Neifnin Lo Avidosa, yeah, since it's only one vine, if you want to plant another seed, other yarukas, other vegetables there, you have to leave over Kedei Avidosa, which means six tfachim. The Zareya Samoiser, then you'll have to plant the rest of the gas and the rest of this neck and the rest of this ditch, like you could plant the rest of it with other seeds. Rabbi Yossi says it depends. Emein Shoma Bo Amos, if the whole wine press is not 4 amos wide, but the so cliff-like, the so neka is not 4 tfachim wide, lo yovi zera l'sham, then you cannot just move away 6 tfachim and plant other seeds, because then it looks like an avruvia. But only if it is 4 tfachim wide, then if you leave all the 6 tfachim space, you can plant other seeds there. V'habaya shebakerim, let's say you have a house there in the vineyard, zerim b'soichai, then you're allowed to plant other seeds inside it. That for sure is not bottled to the kerim. It looks, since it's mukaf, even though it has gefanim growing well on the sides of it, but since it's like a bias, it's called a place by itself, and it does not look like klayim if you plant other vegetables inside the bias.
Mishneh hanoteya yoruk ba'kerem oy mekayim. If you're over the east of klay hakerem, in the middle of your vineyard, you plant another vegetable there, or else mekayim means somebody else, so it starts to grow by itself, the vegetable, and you makayim, you let it stay there, you enjoy it, you do not have das, intentions of uprooting it. So therefore you're over the years of Klai HaKerem, and the law is that now the Klai HaKerem becomes Asa Bahano. So how much of the vines become Asa because of this one vegetable you grew in the middle of your vineyard? So Hareze Mekadesh Aboyim V'Chomesh Gefanim. It makes 45 vines become Asa Bahano. That's how many vines become Asa Bahano because of this one vegetable you grew there. Eimosai, when do we have this Cheshbon of 45? Bizman Shehoya Netuyos Al Arba Amos. When each row of vines was like 4 amos apart, in between one vine and another vine is 4 amos. So in such a case, then you have a shetach, like we once learned before, that it asks the shear of 16 amos by 16 amos. So therefore, in 16 by 16, if you make a square, like if every 4 amos another vine, and now you have a circle, a circumference going around 16 by 16, in such a case, to come out that you would make 45 vines also. Oy al chomish chomish, or else even if each vine is 5 amos apart, even though then if they're 5 amos apart, really around the circle of 16 by 16, we'd only have around 37 gefanim really that become also. But they say it's like a loy plug, that since people can't tell the difference between 5 or 4, therefore, since by 4 tfachim, if they're planted 4 amos apart, the circle would reach 45 gefanim. Therefore, even though it's planted 5 amos apart, they also left it with the same miser of 45 gefanim. What about toyinatuyas al sheish or al sheva sheva? Let's say your vines were grown with a space of 6 amos between one another, or else 7 amos between one another. Then you don't have this cheshbon of 45 anymore, but rather hareze mekadesh sheis esrei amo l'chol ruach. Rather, it only makes it also as many vines are growing in the circumference around 16 amos by 16 amos on all sides of the vegetable. And agulois v'lomeru boys, we make this cheshbon of making a circle around it. In other words, a circumference really. It's like 16, no, it's inside, it's like 16 by 16, but with a circle going around. In other words, the diameter is like 32 amos wide, and then a circle going all around that, as many vines as you have inside it, all those vines become asur bahanor. But the rest of the vineyard does not become asur bahanor, because it's only 16 amos around this vegetable that becomes also with the Yisr Hanor of Kalai HaKerem.
Mishnah Vav, Horoya Yerek BaKerem. If you see a vegetable growing in your vineyard, even though you didn't plant it, but now you see it there, the Yomer, and you say, Kishagiya loy alaktenu, as soon as I get there, I'll uproot it. In other words, you do not really want it to grow, muta, then there's no Yisr Kalai HaKerem, because you do not want it to be there. But what about if you're standing right next to the vegetable and you say like this, Kishe'echsar alaktenu, when I return here, then I'll uproot it. In other words, really right now you could uproot this vegetable, but you're not doing it. You rather say, first let me work with the vines, and later when I come back, then I'll uproot it. So since you could do it right now and you don't, that's considered as if you really want it to be there. And therefore, im hoisif b'masayim asa, is from the time you come back, from the time you left it till the time you come back, it's going to grow now 1/200 of what was there before. So then takad is nisar klai kerem here, and therefore becomes asur bahanor. Because if it does not grow 1/200, whatever grows is automatically bottom rive. Because what grew until now is takad mutter. It's only what's growing now when you want it to be there. So it has to be at least 1/200. It's growing now, then it's not bottom rive. Then it remains with the Yisr Kalai HaKerem, and it's also Bahanur.
Mishneh Zayin, Hoyoiver BaKerem, if somebody is walking through his vineyard, V'noflu B'menos Royim, and seeds, vegetable seeds, fell without you realizing it, and it started to grow there. Oyshayotza Im Hazvolim, or else when you were fertilizing your vineyard, it happened to be some seeds fell then, vegetable seeds. Oyim hamayim, or else when you were irrigating, watering your vineyard, some seeds fell then, you did not realize it. Or else hazareya, you were seeding one field with vegetables. V'siarosoy haruach liachurov, and the wind took these seeds and blew them back of you, that you had your vineyard there. So in all these cases, mutta, even though it grows up as vegetable, it's mutta, there's no Yisr Kalai HaKerem, because you did not realize it, you did not want it to be there, therefore there's no Yisr Kalai HaKerem. What about siyaratoi haruach lefonov? Let's say you're seeding your vegetables here, and the wind now blows the seeds in front of you into a vineyard, so you see it, so you know it's there, you know it's going to grow. So Rabbi Kiva says, im asovim yupach, if what grows up is only asovim, is only grass-like, it did not come into the vegetable yet, then yupach, all you have to do is just turn it over so it does not grow further. What about v'yim oviv? Let's say it started to come up, the stalk started to come up already, the shibolim started to grow up, even though it didn't grow a third yet, is yenafetz. Yenafetz, some learns, I mean to say, like it's also banor, there's nisa klai kerem here ready, and therefore you have to destroy it. V'yim hevia dogen, let's say what grew because of these seeds was wheat, is tidlak, you have to burn it. Like a regular lock of Kalai HaKerem, it's also banor, and you have to burn it.
Mishneches, ha-makayim koitzim bakerem. If you let thorns grow in your vineyard, so Rebbe Lezer says, Kiddush, there's nisa Kalai HaKerem here. Because in some cities, Bar-Arvi, they say, Neros Erev, people let the thorns grow to feed it to the camels. So therefore, it's called the growth, will have nisa Kalai HaKerem. Say though, Loikidesh Eladovashakamo Makaimim. It's only us, there's only Nisa Kalai HaKerem, something that grows in your place that you use it for food. So if it's Erev, it's the Eretz Erev that they use these thorns for the camels, it would be also. But in other places, since there they do not use the thorns to feed the camels, it would not have a Nisa of Kalai HaKerem. Now, Ho'erus v'hakisoyim kisois v'shoshanas ha-melech v'chomines royim, the tam type of seeds that grow different things that look nice like flowers, is enum klayim b'kerem. It does not have an issa klay kerem here. Only like either tfua wheat or else vegetables. Ha-kanvus is reb tarfenoyim ha-ena klayim. It's also not called klayim. Ha-kanvus. V'chom say though klayim. This is called klayim. a canvas that's a mint, something that grows around, that we make string from, like. So they hold it's not called v'chom, say it's called klayim. But since this material is used for things, so therefore the chom say also has nisa klayakarim. V'yaki noros, some says artichokes, is klayim v'karim. That would have a nisa klayakarim. If you plant this in the middle of your vineyards, there would be a nisa klayakarim.
You're up to Perek Shishi. Mishnah Aleph. A zehu oris. What is considered an oris? That it has a loch like a kerim. A oris is, so the Mishnah says, hanoiteya shuro shel chomesh gefanim. If somebody plants a row of five vines, five gefanim, bitzad hagoder, it's near the wall, shu gevoya asar tfachim, which is this gedder, this wall, is at least 10 tfachim high. And the pshat for an oris is, it's like a sukkah, like that the vines fall over this wall, hang over the wall. So in such a case, it has the Shen Kerem, even according to Beis Hillel, even though before Beis Hillel said you have to have at least two rows, it's not enough one row, but here where it hangs over a gather, a wall, he agrees it's called a Kerem. Or else, Oy Bitzad Chorutz, or else it's near the side of a hole, Shu Omek Asar Tfachim, which is 10 Tfachim deep, Baruch Abba Bo, and 4 Tfachim wide. Then the locher is noisnin loy avodosa yarbamis. If you want to plant something near this, it's called like a kerim, so you have to separate, go away, 4 amis, and then you can plant something else. Now, Beishamai Yemer Beishamai says, how do we count these 4 amis? Moidudin arba amis, meikir hagafanim lasodim. We count these 4 amis from the ikir of the fanim, like from the roots of the vine. From where the stump of the vine is until the field, you have to go away 4 amos. Beis Hillel says no. Min hagoder lasodeh. You don't count from the ikur, from the roots of the vine, but rather from where the branches branch off. That's called like min hageder, from the wall of where the branches are on. From there, you have to go away 4 amos. Then you can plant something else. Now, Omer Rabbi Yechon and Ben Uri says though, that toyim koloimrim kain. Whoever says like this is just making a mistake. El, or rather, the locher is like this. Im yeshom arba amos meika gefane v'la goder. If there's 4 amos between the vines itself and the wall, so then the locher is noisnin lo yesavadosai. That according to Beis Hillel, since it's only one row of gefanim, it's not considered a kerim. And therefore, all you have to go away is just 6 tfachim. That's all. That's called noisnin lo yes avodosoi. We leave over the place of its avodah 6 amos, 6 tfachim. V'zareyas ha-moitzer, and then you're allowed to plant the rest. True, you have to have 4 amos there, but then you're allowed to plant the rest of it. Now, v'kamihi avodah sagefim, how much do you have to go away? Like what's called the work of the gefen? Shisha tfachim l'choruach. It's only have to go away 6 tfachim. As according to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, since according to Beis Hillel, there's only one row here, and one row of gefanim is not called a kerem yet. So since it's not called a kerem, it has the locha like a gefen yechidi, that all you have to do is just go away 6 tfachim, all the choruach on all sides of it. Rabbi Akiva says shloisha, you only have to go away 3 tfachim. In other words, Rabbi Akiva holds that by every gefen yechidi, all you have to go away is just 3 tfachim. The Mishnah Beis. Oris, again, this type of a vines that are growing, that the leaves are hanging over something. Shu yoitza min ha-madrega. That is coming out from a madrega, let's say like from a hillside. Is Reb Elezer ben Yaakov Oimer? It depends. Imoy made boritz. If a person can stand on the ground itself. Uboitzer es ha-koy es kuloi. And it could like cut off, gather together from all these vines together. Hareza oiser arba amos basada. Then it's considered like a regular kerem that you can't plant within 4 amos all around it. V'yim lov, let's say you can't stand there and gather together all of it. Enu oiser ele kenegdai. Then it is not called like together like one big kerem, but rather only you can't plant right connected it. But further away you could plant. There's no iser of a dalar amos here. Rabbi Eliezer oimer. We have one vine on a regular plain ground, and the second one is on like on the hillside up already. So it depends. Im gevoyim min aretz asar tefachim, if it's already high up, 10 tefachim off the ground, einim mitzterefes imo, then you can't put the two together. It's not called like a kerim. V'im lav, if it's not 10 tefachim higher, then harezu mitzterefes imo, then you could put the two together and it could make it into a kerim. Mishneh Gimel. Hamadla es hagefen al miktsos apifyurus. If you like train, you hang over your vines over part of a frame, type of a frame. So the locher is lo yovoy zera el tachas hamoisa. You're not allowed to plant underneath the rest of the frame, even the part of the frame that the vine is not hanging over. But since this vine now is eventually going to grow and hang over the whole frame, so you're not allowed to plant even now seeds underneath the rest of the frame, even though right now it's not considered underneath the geffen itself. But let's say you did bring other seeds there, like kiddush, right now there's no issaklaya kerim since it's not underneath the vine. But v'im hilech hachodesh, let's say later ataka spread, the vines spread, and now it's over this bottom plant, the bottom yorek, the locher is also, then it becomes an issur of klaya kerim. V'chein hamadle al miksas ilan srok, the same thing if you like train, you grow over your vines, over a tree, a ilan srok that can't give off fruits. So the same thing, it's also to plant underneath the whole tree, even the part that the vines are not there yet, since eventually it's going to get there. Mishneh Dalet. Hamadle es hagefen al miktsos ilan meichel. Let's say you train, you have your vines growing over a fruit tree that gives off fruit. So then the locher is muta lehovi zera el tachas hamoiser. You're allowed to plant vegetables underneath the rest of the tree, the part of the tree that right now the vines are not over. In other words, since this is a chash of a tree, it's a fruit tree, we do not say you're going to be mevatel this tree to let the vines grow over it, but rather you're only letting the vines grow over this part, but the other parts for sure you're going to leave, you're going to let it be a fruit tree. So therefore you're allowed to plant vegetables underneath that part of the tree. There's only nisa klaya kerim, but by ilonas there's no issa to plant the vegetable next to a tree. There's only an issa grafting, not an issa to plant yerokos next to a tree. Then the Mishnah says, v'im hilech hachodesh, let's say the vines though spread over and growing towards the rest of the part of the tree, yachzirenu, just push it back to the other side, and it does not become klaya kerim, the vegetables underneath. Now, Maise once happened the case, Shaholach Rabbi Yeshua, Eitzah Rabbi Yishmael, Lekvar Oziz. The hero, and he showed him over there, there was a gef in this vine, Mudle al Miktsas Teina, that was hanging over part of a fig tree. Omalo, and he asked him, he said to him, Mo'ani lohovi zera tachas ha-moyser, am I allowed to plant other vegetables underneath the rest of the tree? Omalo, he said back to him, Muta, yes, you're allowed to. Then he brought him to the city called Moganya. Verehu, and he showed him over there again, Geffen, Shimudla al Miktsas HaKoyro. He showed him a vine that's hanging over part of a beam. Visadin Shel Shikma, and the bark, the trunk of a Shikma tree. Uvoi Koyros Harbe, and there were a lot of branches there. Omolois, he said to him, Tachas HaKoyro Zuosar. Under this branch itself, it's also, but v'yasham muta, the other branches, you're allowed to. In other words, under the branch that the vine is hanging over, there you should not plant vegetables underneath that branch, because it has a vine there. But under the other branches, then you are allowed to plant other vegetables there. Then Mishnehe, Ezehu Ilan Srak. What's called a tree? What's called a tree that does not bear fruit? So kol she'enu oise peris, anything that does not bear fruit. Rabbi Meir says hakol ilan tsrok, all trees are called ilan tsrok. Chutz min hazayis v'yateina, except the olive tree and a fig tree. These give off a lot of fruits, but all other trees is considered like an ilan tsrok. Rabbi Yosi says kol she'en kamo noitin sodai shleimois harez ilan tsrok. Any tree that is not like having a field which is planted of it is called an ilan sruk. In other words, the shaila here is this tree called a good chashava tree that you're not mevatle to the gefen? Or else, no, an ilan sarak, like even though it gives off some fruit, but if it does not give off a plenty, a lot of fruit, then we say the tree like is bottled to the gefen. And therefore, when the gefen spreads and grows all over the tree, you're going to let it stay there. So then it's also to plant other vegetables underneath of this tree. Mishneh Vov. Piskei Oris. That means, let's say in this Oris, this row of vines that's hanging over a fence or over something, let's say Piskei, it stopped growing in the middle of it. So the locker is, how much of a separation is there between one and another that still considered like a kerim? Like how far apart is it that it's not, that it does not be considered like one kerim? So the Mishnah says, Shemoyne Amos V'yoyt, 8 amos and a little bit more. If you have 8 amos space and a little bit more between one vine and another vine, then it's not mitzarf, it does not look like one kerim. Now, v'chol nida shamer chachom v'kerim, all other times when the chom give a shir and a kerim, ain behem v'yoyt, it does not have a little bit more. If it says dal ramis, it means dal ramis exactly. Chutz me piskei oris, accept this shir of a piskei in the middle of an oris, if you don't have vines growing there, then we need 8 amos and a little bit more. Now, Elohein Piskei Oris. This is what is considered a Piskei Oris. So, Oris Shechorav Miyem Tso, an Oris that was destroyed in the middle of it. V'nishtaru boi chomish kefana mikan, v'chomish kefana mikan. And it was left over 5 vines on one side, or five vines on the other side. So, it depends. Im Yeshom Shemayin Amis, if there's 8 amos in between them, then it's still mitzarif lo yov izer l'shom. You can't bring another vegetable there. But shmoin amos v'yoyt, if there's 8 amos and a little bit more in between it, then it's not mitzarif, and therefore noistin like they have a dosay, just leave over the 6 tvachim v'zerei asamaisim, and then you're allowed to plant the rest.
The Mishneh Zayin, oris shehu yoytsei min hakoysel.
Again, this Oris says again, these vines, you have, let's say, 5 vines growing there, that they're overflowing over a kaisel, over a wall. Now, this type of a wall, let's say, is like a corner. Now, at the corner, you have, let's say, 3 gefanim on one side, and 2 on the other side. Like, let's say, they're like a dalad. In that corner there, by the dalad, by the longer part, you have 3, and by the top, the shorter part, you have 2. That's called Oris Shehu Yoytsim in a Koysel, these vines that are hanging over a Koysel. Mitoich HaKeren V'Kola. That comes like to the corner where it ends there. So the locher is, Noisnin Lo Yavoy Dosoy. You only have to leave over now 6 tvachim. V'zerei Yassam Oysim, and you can plant the rest, the rest of the length of the Koysel. Even though here the Chiddush is, it's not Dal Ramas long. And before we always had, you could only plant in the rest of the field if there's dalad amos there, because then like it's a dover choshev by itself, it's not bottled to the vine. But here, since it's along the wall, it's okay, even though it's not dalad amos long. Rabbi Yossi argues and says, no, im ein sham arba amos, if the length of the wall from there on is not 4 amos, lo yovi zera l'sham, then you're not allowed to plant another seed there, you cannot plant. Then there would be an issa klayim. The Mishneh Ches. Hakonim hayoytsim in oris. If you have again these vines that are hanging over, let's say a wall or reeds, so hakonim, these are the reeds itself, that hayoytsim in oris, that come out from the vines. In other words, the vines are over, hanging over part of the reeds, and the rest of the reeds are still there, still tall. Now, v'chos halayim leposkan, you have rachmonis on it, that's the reason why you're not chopping off this extra kanim. In other words, not because you want the vines to grow on top of it and hang over it, but just because you have your chas means you don't want to destroy the kanim itself. So then connect the muta. Then what's along the other side of the kanim, but you don't have the vines, you're allowed to plant underneath it. Because we don't say like you want to let the rest of the vine grow over it. Because really, if it was up to you, you would cut off this extra reed. The only reason why you're leaving it there is because you don't want to destroy the reed itself.
But what about Othon Kadeshi Halach Aleihem HaChodesh? Let's say you are for sure leaving it there with the intentions that you want the new vines that are going to grow up to hang over this reed, the rest of the reeds. Then also, then you're not allowed to plant underneath the rest of that reed now, because so far it's going to end up that there will be more vines growing over it, and then there'll be the Issa Klai HaKerem. Mishneh Tes. HaPerach HaYotze Min HaOrus. Again, you have these vines hanging over the leaves, or hanging over a wall, or these reeds. Now, a perach grows, I mean, it starts to blossom, and you have like a flower growing outwards. So the question is now, from where do we start counting the shear? Let's say if it's not a kerem, if it's called a gefen yechidi, you have to go away six tfachim. Where do we start counting these six tfachim from? From the flower, or maybe still no, from the ikar of the vines. So here the Mishnah says, Royinoiser kilo mitutelet tluyaboy. You have to look as if at the end of the flower, when the flower sticks out, we have to like drop a weight right over there to get the bottom of the ground right over there. And therefore, connect the osur. That space between the vine and the end of where the flower is, it's also osur to plant. You have to start counting your six tfachim further on. V'chein bedolus, and the same thing would apply if you only have one vine growing. And again, something starts to stick out of it, whether it's a flower or a new branch. From under that branch also, we have to go away six tfachim before you plant other seeds. Now, ha-moiseyach zumara me'ilon le'ilon. Let's say you have a long vine and you stretch it out from one tree to another tree. So the locher is tachteh osur. Then underneath this vine, since l'maiseh it's a vine there, it's also you're not allowed to plant other seeds there. What about sifko b'chevel, oy b'gemi? That means really this vine does not reach the next tree, but you still want to like tie it around, so you add a string to the end of the vine, and then because of the extra string, you're able to attach it to the tree. So then it depends like this, either a string or a begemi or some leaves. So then it depends. Tachas hasipuk muter. Under the string, that's not the vine itself, that you are allowed to plant other seeds. Just under the vine, not, but under the extra string you have there, that you are allowed to plant. What about Asol Kideshi Halach Olav HaChodesh? Let's say the reason why you extended the string is because you want the new vines, the new leaves, to grow on top of it. Then also, then you're not allowed to plant other seeds underneath it, even though right now there's no vine there, but because it's Sofai, at the end will be, there will be more vines growing on this string. Therefore, right now, under the string, you cannot plant other seeds. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on in the next tape, next paragraph.